The Godfather by Mario Puzo. Copyright 1969 by Mario Puzo. All rights reserved. Author's dedication for Anthony Clary. Book One. Behind every great fortune, there is a crime. Balzac. Chapter One. Amerigo Bonacera sat in New York Criminal Court No. 3 and waited for justice, vengeance on the men who had so cruelly hurt his daughter, who had tried to dishonor her. The judge, a formidably heavy-featured man, rolled up the sleeves of his black robe as if to physically chastise the two young men standing before the bench. His face was cold with majestic contempt. But there was something false in all this that Amerigo Bonacera sensed, but did not yet understand. The judge said,
"You acted like the worst kind of degenerates."
Yes, yes, thought Amerigo Bonacera. Animals, animals. The two young men, glossy hair, crew-cut, scrubbed, clean-cut faces composed into humble contrition, bowed their heads in submission. The judge went on.
"You acted like wild beasts in a jungle, and you are fortunate you did not sexually molest that poor girl, or I'd put you behind bars for 20 years.
The judge paused. His eyes, beneath impressively thick brows, flickered slyly toward the sallow-faced Amerigo Bonacera, then lowered to a stack of probation reports before him. He frowned and shrugged, as if convinced against his own natural desire. He spoke again.
"But because of your youth, your clean records, because of your fine families, and because the law in its majesty does not seek vengeance, I hereby sentence you to 3 years' confinement to the penitentiary."